My guest at this time is Craig James. He was a member of Southern Methodist University's fabled Pony Express backfield in the early 1980s and went on to a very successful NFL career. After retirement, Mr. James spent many years as a college football analyst, both in studio and in the booth. He left that job in 2011 to pursue a U.S. Senate seat in Texas that was eventually won by Ted Cruz. Earlier this year, Mr. James was hired to do studio analysis at Fox Sports Southwest. After just one appearance, he was informed that his contract was being terminated. The initial explanation from Fox Sports Southwest was that his comments from the Senate campaign in defense of traditional marriage and against special benefits for same-sex couples were not appreciated at the network. Fox Sports Southwest then issued another statement saying James' personal religious views were not the reason for his abrupt dismissal, but because he was a polarizing figure, as they put it, who was not properly vetted. Mr. James is now suing Fox Sports and demanding his job back. And Craig, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, Greg, thank you very much for having me. And part of the reason that I'm out and trying to make sure this is an issue that's heard by Americans is I want to make sure that the truth and the facts are out there. Fox Sports did fire me, and they did issue a statement to the Dallas Morning News that said that my comments and my position, my biblical belief on definition of marriage would not fly in their HR department. Well, after the storm hit, and they've now since tried to cover this up and rewrite history, they're saying I'm polarizing. But that doesn't hold water, Greg, because the Friday, the day before I went on the air, Fox issued a national press release, very complimentary, flattering of me and my talents, and said I would be an asset to their coverage. So, it's a classic case of let's cloud and distort what really happened here to take away from the heat that's going to come our way.
The initial quote that you referred to from an unnamed Fox Sports source to the Dallas Morning News was, quote, "We just asked ourselves how Craig's statements would play in our human resources department. He couldn't say those things here," unquote. Is there any question that those are the statements that that person is referring to?
It has to be. I mean, it's when I made that and gave that answer, that was 15 months before I took this job. And so it clearly I'm being punished for that, and that's just something that's not right. And that's why I'm taking the time to make sure people understand the seriousness of this matter. This isn't about me, Craig James. This is about an American and who was fired from a major corporation, one that we really have come to trust, the irony of this thing of being in the Fox family, fired because I have a biblical belief and I have that right in this country.
Now, just to clarify, the comments were specifically in the Senate campaign. You did not mention them during your role as a sports analyst, correct?
No, absolutely not. Nothing came up along the lines of that. So for over 20 years, Greg, I've been in broadcasting. I've never had an issue with this. I've always had my faith and my beliefs. And if someone asked me about those, I've given those beliefs with my friends. I played in locker rooms as a football player with black guys, white guys, brown guys, all kinds of different backgrounds. Never had an issue with any of those people. Until now, this has reared its head up, and Fox says that I've got a problem because of the stance I have.
Now, we've also both referred to the subsequent statement from Fox Sports that say that you were let go because you're a polarizing figure and not properly vetted. Were you ever given an explanation outside of your views on marriage as to why you were not a quote-unquote good fit or properly vetted?
I have not spoken with them. All we can go off of is what they issued in the statement to the Dallas Morning News, where they said they were getting rid of me because of my answer that I had given on the definition of marriage. And again, in the statement you're mentioning now is one that was released from Fox several days later, trying to cover their tracks, but totally contradictory to the very complimentary, flattering press release they had issued before I went on the air.
The only possible controversy I can think of that you've ever been involved with was with the former coach at Texas Tech, who you believe was mistreating your son, who was playing for him at the time. That was hardly a story that was not well known in Texas, I would imagine. So that can't be at issue here, can it?
No, that's never even come up. This is all about the beliefs that I have on the definition of marriage.
The comments at issue from the 2012 Senate campaign seem to be in response. I haven't seen the specific question that was asked, but they seem to be in response to a question about whether same-sex couples ought to receive the same benefits as traditionally married couples. excerpts from your response that I've seen indicate that you stated that engaging in the homosexual lifestyle is a choice and that those who do will answer to the Lord for their actions. You went on to reject the idea of those involved in same-sex civil unions receiving benefits similar to those that married couples do. Why do you think that belief got blowback from Fox Sports, and why do you think it gets such fierce resistance in our culture right now?
Well, and you know, we have law here in Texas. A few years ago, we voted on it where the definition of marriage is between a man and a woman. And it was nearly 75-76% who support that belief. So it's not like I have some unique feeling or belief on what marriage is in this country. I also said during that debate and on that issue that this is a choice. We all have choices to make in life. The choices that I choose to do, I will be judged for those by God. That's my belief. It's based on the Lord that I worship. And everyone, all of us will be judged on Judgment Day according to their choices and things that they've done in their life. That's not my business, not to judge, because the Bible tells me, judge not lest ye be judged too. So I think the blowback on it has come because we're at a fork in the road right now in this country, Greg, and I really believe that the message I'm trying to get out to like-minded believers, or for those who enjoy having a faith, regardless of your faith, is to stand up and be heard, be bold, and be passionate, because the other side is being bold and passionate about their positions in life.
We're talking with Craig James, college and NFL star and longtime college football broadcaster. Craig, obviously you're asking for your job back, but given the environment you'd be headed back into, do you really want that particular job back?
Kind of be awkward, wouldn't it, Greg? You know what? I think that's the reason that I would go back is because it would be the right thing to do. I agreed to do a job for Fox Sports, and I was prepared to do it, and I am prepared to do it. And we are looking for Fox to own up to what they've done, admit they made a mistake, and that you can't punish someone in this country for their religious beliefs. And so put me back on the air, and let's move on. I don't see that happening. We haven't heard from them, but we will. Eventually we'll hear from them.
Joining us on the line as well is Justin Butterfield of the Liberty Institute, which is providing Craig's legal representation. Justin, just quickly, what's the burden of proof in a religious discrimination claim? How hard is that to prove?
Well, it depends on what sort of religious discrimination claim we bring. And right now at this stage, what we're doing is we're just seeking depositions from Fox Sports personnel who we believe to have been involved in firing Craig James to find out exactly what claims we need to bring. So once we get those depositions and find out where we stand legally, then we'll move on to deciding what type of claim to bring and what the burdens will be in that.
Since there have been two different Fox Sports statements, does that complicate your efforts to prove motive here?
No, well, that's what part of the depositions will be, is to figure out exactly what Fox Sports is claiming, where they're standing, and how they're going to try to explain that.
How unique is this case for you? Is this something you're seeing more and more?
We definitely do see more and more religious persecution in the United States. At Liberty Institute, we create a document called the Survey of Religious Hostility in America, and it just is a catalog of all of the incidents of religious hostility, people who are persecuted, fired, imprisoned because of their religious beliefs. And we have seen just a drastic increase in this type of persecution in the United States.
How long do you expect this process to work itself out?
It's really hard to say. We're still very early in the process, and a lot of it will depend on Fox. It could be very quickly. They could try to drag it out. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Craig, exit question for you. Obviously, this fight has gone public, and you've explained very clearly why you believe it's important for you to go public and that you're not worried about your employment future compared to the issues that are at stake here. But what do you suspect will be your future employment options as a result of this battle right now?
Well, unfortunately, Fox and their actions, their careless and reckless behavior and how they handled my exit, my firing, has really put a burden on me. If you talk about polarizing, now I've got people who they've painted me in a position of being anti-gay and being a judgmental person. I'm not that. And my life and its history has proven that out through my actions. So I don't know if I can go get another job. I mean, it's going to be difficult. But I have a secondary purpose, for that. My initial goal here is to get out and make sure folks understand what happened to me, that we all rally together so it doesn't happen to them. I always say this, Greg, this is like a slippery slope. If we were to brush it under the rug, it becomes an item that some people might forget. But then all of a sudden you get a collection of these things, and the slope is so slippery that that slope becomes policy and a change in the law and the way that things are handled here in this country, and we just can't allow that to happen.
Last question. This is obviously all played out in a matter of just a few weeks here, but how has your faith been impacted by this, or how has this impacted your faith?
Well, I've been through a lot in my life, and I know the Lord's prepared me for different things and challenges. I only care about one person and what they think about me, and that's my Lord and Savior. I've gotten really comfortable with the fact that I can't please people in this world, all the people. And so I know that I'm doing the right thing, standing up for my faith and for others who have a faith and want to be able to enjoy that those freedoms. Man, Greg, my faith is awesome right now, and I have great peace, and I know that peace is what comes from the Lord. And so I'm going to keep on speaking out about this. Where it takes me, we do not know, but I'm not going away, and Fox isn't going to get away with this.
Craig, Justin, thank you, gentlemen, both very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Craig James and his attorney, Justin Butterfield, of the Liberty Institute. Mr. James filing a lawsuit against Fox Sports for dismissal on religious discrimination grounds. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.